Cambodia. Many know it as home to the killing fields, a grim reminder of a genocide committed by a vicious regime known as the Khmer Rouge. Under their rule, all forms of religion, study, and art were banned. Anyone suspected of so much as having a past in these areas was forced to hide their identity or risk certain execution. But against incredible odds, a couple of survivors are making their mark on Cambodian arts and restoring centuries of a rich tradition almost lost in unimaginable tragedy. The Khmer Rouge ordered everyone out on the streets at gunpoint and in a mass exodus drove them out into the countryside where they were forced into slave labor or concentration camps. Thousands of refugees were able to seek refuge in Thai refugee camps, where they were eventually relocated to several other host nations. The American government offered legal refugee immigration status to approximately 150,000 Cambodians. It was for many a chance to rebuild their shattered lives. Long Beach, California, is now home to one of the largest Cambodian populations in North America. Both Sophaline and KK are tapping into something deep within the Cambodian spirit, a glorious creative past that lives on today within the temple complex of Angkor Wat.